Proclamation number 4527 of 29th of December, 1948. Use of grace. Free will. Strengthening of the will. Nothing will be withheld from you that will benefit your soul. And since truth is the soul's greatest supporter, it will always and constantly be conveyed to you if you are willing to accept it. This is therefore the prerequisite that you want to progress in your development, that you therefore desire to stand in truth. The will is yours, it is free and is not influenced by me in any way. However, it is supported in every way if it takes the right direction. Everything I give to you, everything that contributes towards the advancement of your soul's maturity, is a gift from me which Roman 1, as the eternal love, offer to that which, having once fallen away from me, has not yet voluntarily returned to me. They are gifts of grace which you humans do not deserve but which my love bestows upon you in order to win you over. Nevertheless, all gifts of grace are ineffective if your will is directed towards me, for only the will subordinated to me turns grace into a real means of help. Only if your will strives towards me of its own accord can the graces become effective for you. It therefore only depends on you whether you travel the path of ascent, whether you reach me as your aim, whether you become perfect and thus blessed. It is your will which determines this, which is not touched by me in its freedom. Yet I will strengthen this will if you ask for it, but then it will already be turned towards me or you would not pray to me. The will is your, and the will determines the measure of grace which is used by you, yet at an unlimited measure of grace is at your disposal from me. Therefore, anyone who believes that he can achieve his beatitude on his own must be confronted by the fact that all use of strength certainly originates from me, that it is therefore certainly my strength which works in him, but that he can and must request this strength himself before it can take effect in him, and this always first requires the will turned towards me, which is not determined or directed by me but has to be directed by yourselves. Thus your beatification can never be determined by me, even though I have known about your will since eternity. For if you seriously think about it, Christ's act of salvation would be completely pointless, which was merely accomplished for the sake of the weakened will, which was intended to provide help where the human being alone was too weak to use his will properly in order to become free from the form. You humans can certainly do nothing without my grace, for your entire earthly life is only a gift of grace from me. But since it concerns the soul's free ascent development during earthly life, I make everything dependent on your free will, which I have given to you so that you can become perfect. Otherwise I would only have directed spirits and then the whole of creation would not be necessary if my will determined the beings to become blessed. My word must always be an enlightenment for you, which is always given to you in a way that is understandable to you and which always conveys the pure truth to you, so that you will be guided correctly in your thinking and therefore also in the direction of your will. Amen.